This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Here's a story you probably didn't hear. California's largest bottle and can recycling chain, Replanet, shut down Monday. Everyone lost their job, creating a crisis in the state's ability to recycle because no one else is ready to fill the gap. Obviously, bad news for any state, and especially one that loves to trumpet its environmental virtue. But the big irony is why it shut down. Well, you don't have to look any further than the state's own actions. In an environment that features reduced prices for recycled aluminum and PET plastics, the state mandated, in quotes, higher operating costs resulting from minimum wage increases and required health and workers' compensation insurance. Well, it made the business unsustainable. Talk about a lose-lose proposition. Everyone lost their job, with a big finger pointing at the state-mandated increases in minimum wage along with other government-mandated labor costs, and now they've lost their biggest recycler. But by the way, it's not a new problem. This week, the Wall Street Journal reported on job losses, hours cut for workers in the restaurant industry. 2 weeks ago, the Bernie Sanders campaign admitted to cutting staff hours after they were publicly shamed by their own staff into paying the $15 minimum wage Sanders was demanding other businesses pay. Advocates also ignore the impact of other government labor cost increases in conjunction with a minimum wage hike. In Replanet's case, increased costs for health and workers' compensation insurance. In Canada, employers are now forced to pay higher Canada Pension Plan premiums, workers' comp premiums at the provincial level. In BC, employers now pay the new health insurance premiums. Most pay higher property taxes. Sadly, minimum wage advocates in both Canada and the States won't acknowledge that some workers can actually lose their job or have their hours cut back because, for them, it's clearly not about the workers. It's about ideology. The irony is that the same politicos who simplistically push minimum wage increases without consideration for the impact of other variables also love to grandstand their support for environmental action like recycling. Well, now in California, they don't have those jobs and they don't have that recycling. You know what? My bet is they won't have learned a thing. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.